Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Man, this is bizarre. These like OJ Simpson connections. Someone texted and said, we lived in Australia when I was a kid and would travel back and forth a few times a year. And we'd usually be the last ones off the plane. When we got off the plane at LAX, OJ was standing at the gate waiting for his kids, who turned out were sitting behind us on the plane.
Wow. That's going to be a scary person to run into.
Right?
I'd be like, ah!
Yeah.
Jeez.
79COAST, 792-6278. Oh, someone texted when I was in college. It was in New Hampshire when the chase was going on, and the campus security drove a white Bronco.
Oh.
So okay. That stands out as a memory.
Yep.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade, and Miss Carly, my teacher, cried when the verdict was read. I mean, anyone who was alive at that time viscerally remembers this moment.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of...
You know?
Yeah. I was a sophomore. I must have been a sophomore in high school, and I remember I was riding in a car with my parents. But my whole family just thought that he was guilty, so we were all shocked.
Most people... I thought
most people did, but the more that we hear from people.
Well, we got a picture from someone who went out with OJ in 2002.
I mean.
And sent us photos.
She has bad taste in men.
Yeah.
Bad taste in men.
I'd say, yeah, that's.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who's going to go on a date with OJ after 95?
Right. Right.
I met this guy. Don't judge him.
Someone texted, I was bartending in Portland and the bar was silent, listening.
I bet.
And then erupted in people saying, WTF, etc.
Yeah.
When the verdict was read.
Mm.
Yeah. They're sitting there with their cigars. It was like a...
Oh, really?
Old bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Old timers bar.
Yep.
Sue, where were you?
I was a sophomore. I grew up in Connecticut and I was a sophomore in English class, and All of the TVs were on. The whole school was on watching the O.J. Simpson verdict.
Yep.
And as soon as they said not guilty, the entire school busts out, running through the halls, screaming, "The juice is loose! The juice is loose!"
Wow!
Oh my God!
It was wild. The school was out of control.
And do you recall? So this is the thing that I found most bizarre, is that my teacher didn't think he was guilty and was relieved. Were there a lot of people in your school who were like, oh, thank God?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It blew my mind. I'm like, how do you think this way? But, you know, again, I'm not them. But still, it was wild.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for the memory, Sue.
Yep.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Someone texted, I was 22, driving in my little Napa delivery truck.
Oh, those trucks.
Napa auto parts.
Man, are those safe anyway?
Couldn't believe my ears.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe my ears. Yeah, this is interesting. Brooks on our Facebook page said, I was at the Freiburg Fair, and I remember seeing a ton of people all huddled around a TV or radio waiting to hear it. And then the vendors put signs up that said the verdict.
Wow.
I'll always remember that. Yeah. Beth says, I was in sixth grade, Mr. Palmer's class. They wheeled the TV in, and students and teachers from other classes packed into one room so we could all see and hear the verdict.
Like, it's crazy that the effect that this trial had on America.
Yeah.
I mean, classrooms.
Yeah.
To see the verdict on a murder trial, that is how, like,
yeah,
if
that's
you really,
how big
like,
it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then having him get off, it's like,
I know.
Wow.
Zahira says, I was working at Drop-In Center in Portland with the TV on. Everyone was glued to it. That's the thing. Although I remember exactly where I was for the verdict, I don't remember watching the Bronco chase.
Oh, you did? I definitely watched the Bronco chase.
Where were you, just home?
I was home. Yeah, because I was in high school, so I was just home. But I definitely remember it and just being like, what?
Yeah.
Because that's when everyone figured he's guilty.
Sarah says, I was in college. I walked into the cafeteria. They had the TVs on, and then the verdict was read. And the cafeteria was split, some cheering, some crying.
Wow.
Yeah. Someone texted, I was on a deployment. I was at a lecture hall at Harvard.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, the entire room erupted with cheers. People were jumping up and down.
At Harvard?
Yeah.
You would think they would know better.
It was a strange case. I mean, because remember there was a race element too.
There was, and I think that's
the racist police officer. There was at least one, and they were accused of planting evidence. And
yeah, Mark something.
Yeah,
and he was for sure racist. I mean, I think that was a big turning point in the case.
Yeah,
And I think he'll always be remembered as maybe the reason why he got off, because he denied it. And then there were recordings of him using the N-word.
Right.
And that he planted evidence. So he really,
Yeah.
He wasn't a good guy either.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was just so many. It was like a cast of characters. And Ryan Murphy, did you ever see the redo that Ryan Murphy did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Because it was a cast of between Marsha Clark and all of them.
Yep.
It was just crazy.
Yeah. Kardashian. Yep. Johnny Cochran.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Effie Bailey ties to Maine.
Right. Someone texted us, they groomed Effie Bailey's dog, Boots.
Which, again, great name.
Yeah.
Boots.
Yeah, it's Boots.
Yeah.
They said he wasn't great.
Oh.
A grumpy old guy.
Yeah.
But, And there were no phones, no cell phones, really.
Right.
So you had to watch it on television.
I was in high school, so there were either car phones and beepers.
Right, but you wouldn't get news.
No.
So you had to watch it on TV.
Yep.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, it's sad that this is causing some very positive reminiscing,
Yeah.
What a crazy story. A trial of the century. Trial of the century. Yeah. That's how I'll always associate Miss Carly with that now.
Yeah.
I wonder where she is.